Good afternoon, everyone. We'd like to welcome it to the Mesa City Council study session for October the 15th. Mr. Glover is not with us, but he's on city business working with the police department, so we excuse Mr. Glover. The first item on our agenda is to review items on the agenda for tonight's council meeting. So, council, please refer to that agenda. We went over this on Thursday. I don't think much has changed, but first several items are liquor license applications and introducing various, well, purchase contracts and introducing various zoning ordinances. The only item that's currently off of the consent agenda for tonight is to conduct the hearings related to the east and west redevelopment plans that we discussed at our study session last Thursday. Any additional questions or concerns about tonight's agenda? Okay, thank you. This could be a fairly short meeting then. The next item on our agenda is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Council, anything you'd like to share with us?
Talk about this morning?
Oh, yeah. We had a great event this morning in Mr. Freeman's district. Can you tell us a little bit about the hazardous
Thanks, Kevin.
Waste materials facility?
Yeah, so we had the groundbreaking for the Household Hazardous Material Center on North Center Street, and that's just a great thing. Mr. Brady and I were discussing if this is successful, we need to put one in the southeast part of the valley to encompass the whole area. I mean, the city of Mesa is a big place, so yeah. It'd be behoove us to look at that in the future. But it's a great facility. It's a LEED building, a lot of solar there. There will be no expense in electrical with the solar that's there. And the architects and the builders did a really good job. And thanks to city staff as well, did an awesome job. Scott Boucher and his staff and environmental services, as well as all the other engineering people. It was just a great thing. And thank the colleagues for being there as well.
Great.
I think that if that was a motion, I'm sure that David and I would give you a second on that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think you'd have a unanimous vote on that, yeah. Because this facility, I think, is going to be very popular. That you'll get people from Southeast Mesa hopping on the freeway and coming to this location. Because if there's anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, quarterly, historically in the city of Mesa, we've done household hazardous waste collection days, mm-hmm. And they've been and it results in lines of cars around the building. And so in response to that, we've now have a dedicated facility that's open Monday,
Wednesday
through Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. So it's a drive-through, and you can come in with paint and insecticide and propane and anything that you're nervous putting in your blue or green or black barrel and drop it off. And then there's also a swap shop, is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you need insecticide or paint or propane, you can come in and pick it up off the shelves and walk out with it.
Or window cleaner.
Or window cleaner. Yeah. So this is a great facility. Everybody in the city would get something out of dropping off and picking stuff up at this facility. It's that part of our, that very much a part of our lives. So, and it's at the, how best to describe it? It's at the northern most part of Mesa on Center Street, right?
I think by the time you cross over the 202 on Center, you can see it to your left, right? Yeah. Is that fair? So I think the best way to say Center and the 202.
Center and the 202.
You'll see it on your left.
412 North Center.
Thank you. I knew the fireman would know the address. What's the address, Mr. Freeman?
2412.
Okay.
Is that right, Scott?
Everybody's got something in your garage that you should bring to this facility that doesn't belong there. All right, thank you. Anything else on reports and conferences attended? Mr. Luna.
Yes, I wanted to thank, Stephanie Durbin from Mesa PD, as well as Ryan Hudson and Sabina Ellis from Transportation. There was an issue related to the traffic signal over at Red Mountain High School, and these departments got together and worked out a solution. So I appreciate all the hard work they put into it. So I want to make sure that they got recognized for those efforts.
Great. Thank you. Anything else to point out, Council? If not, the last item on the agenda for this meeting before we go upstairs is scheduling of future meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, we put this notice out earlier, but there will be no study session this Thursday. And then coming up this month, we have our next Celebrate Mesa event, which will be October 20th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Red Mountain Soccer Complex. And so we invite everybody to come out. It's a free event. It's a great event. A lot of people come out. And so it's we encourage everybody to come out again to that complex. There'll be a lot of vendors, a lot of booths from the city, a lot of different fun activities for people, a lot of the inflatable houses that a lot of people like to slide down or climb. So we invite everybody to come out to Red Mountain on October 20th. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. If there's nothing else, is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you, Mr. Luna. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.